Now, back to the Eric Stewart Show. Pointing you home on WMAL.
Recently, I sold a home in Ashburn, Virginia. I met this very nice couple who are moving to Ashby Ponds, which is a wonderful, wonderful continuing care retirement community run by the Erickson Group. They also run the Green Spring Village in Springfield, also a Riderwood out in Silver Spring, and Charlestown, which is near Ellicott City area. So wonderful community, Ashby Ponds. And so they make a decision to put their property on the market. I've interviewed for the listing. I get the listing. We're pushing the market on this particular property higher. Unfortunately, the market in Ashburn has not returned to its high levels that it was back in 2007. Still, it's still, I want to say, about 10-15% below where it was. It's come back a long way from where it was, but it's still not quite there. Put the property on the market, and we got an excellent price, $570,000 for this home. And a beautiful house, 3,000 square feet. It's a carriage-style house. And the appraisal came in at $522,000. Now, bear with in mind, I've got a contract with a buyer at $570,000, and the appraisal comes in at $522,000. Now, the buyer agent did an excellent job of selling his buyer on the value. And she knows her business and was able to help them understand that the appraiser came in at a price that was too low considering the size of the property. We got an offer from the buyer agent that said that the buyer would be willing to still pay $551,000. All right. House was under contract for $570,000, appraises for $522,000, and I now have an addendum that says if the seller agrees, the buyer will perform and settle at $551,000, which is $29,000 higher than the appraised value. Important point in time. This is really where your realtor will make you money and bring the contract to fruition. How do you handle that? How do you handle getting the buyer to pay more than the appraised value? I'm negotiating from a position of weakness. I'm representing the seller. It's a $570,000 price, agreed to price on the contract, a $522,000 appraisal. And I now have a $551,000, which looks like a gift to me. And my seller is, you know, upset because they're having to take a haircut of $19,000 just because of an appraiser's opinion on value. Well, I went back and looked at all the comparables that have happened in the last 4 months, and the market has remained fairly soft in Ashburn over this period of time. Prices haven't really jumped except at a few communities, and they haven't jumped much there. In most other areas, they've been flat or even drifting lower. So as a result, I came back to the seller and I said, look, $551,000 is really a good price, and you should settle this at $551,000 since the buyer's willing to give it to you. But let me, before we execute that, since we do have that document from the buyers, they've given us that document, we can execute that later. Let me call the other agent and try to negotiate a better price if possible. So they liked the idea. They, you know, once they had their initial reaction, they looked at the market, they looked at the comps with me, in conversation, and they came to realize that they should move forward because all the other terms, everything else was working for them and made sense that they still wanted to move forward. I contacted the other realtor. I said, look, we are very interested in trying to keep this together, but this is just way less than what we're willing to accept. And my seller had authorized me to have this conversation as I'm about to tell it. So I said, my seller believes the value is at $570,000 for the house, and they don't want to take anything less than $570,000, which is what we've agreed to. But they recognize that the appraiser has an opinion, and they want to work with the appraised value, and they want to work with the buyer. So they would be willing to accept $560,000. So I've negotiated in that moment asking for $560,000 because I've been given $551,000. Now, this is important. Think about it this way. If the agent had come up and said, we'll give you $541,000, I would have been negotiating from that position to try to get something more. But thankfully, I got the $551,000 from the other agent representing the buyer, and I was able to convince the agent and their buyer of the value of the property, and the buyer's going to go ahead and pay $560,000, which is still $10,000 less than the appraised value, but it is than the sales price, but it's $39,000 higher than the appraised value. The buyer is able to do this because they have enough cash. They're able to cure the deficiency between the sales price and the appraised value. So they're going to come up with that additional $39,000 in cash out of their pocket. They want the house. You have to have a motivated buyer who's willing to take this step and make it work. It's important that you are able to walk through the challenges of this business, whether it's a low appraisal or a bad inspection item. Okay, something comes up having to do with a foundation wall. How do you address the issue? How do you work out the problem? I was over meeting with a potential client and they have a water penetration issue. Now, I walked around the outside of this house to see whether the grade was bad, but in fact, the seller had brought lots of dirt in so that the grade from the house away from the house was very clear. So that way, if rainwater hits the side of the house, the water will wash away. It will move away from the basement, yet water's still coming in. So the only way to really transfer a property and not get seriously penalized when you have a water problem is to get a lifetime guarantee. And you do that with a water penetration expert. These are companies that come in and they build a French drain in the basement floor. It's essentially an excavation of 6 inches away from the wall to 8 inches away from the wall. And a blue stone and a perforated plastic pipe are put down into this trench around the entire interior perimeter of the basement. And it all of the piping leads to a sump pump and the water is then kicked to the outside. It can cost you anywhere between $7,000 and $12,000, $13,000, depending upon how big your basement is, to get a good system installed. But then they guarantee that your basement will be dry so that you can transfer your property and not worry. And for that matter, if you spend $7,000 to $12,000 getting a guarantee, that'll be worth 2 to 3 times that amount in your price. First of all, your basement will look nice as opposed to having a water problem when they walk into it. And secondly, people often think it's going to be far more costly and involved, and they'll ding you a lot more on the price. So it's better to take care of that issue. These are just a few thoughts. And if you want more information on how to get your home ready to sell, please get a copy of the Market Ready Guide, which is meant to serve you. It's 50 pages of useful information on how to buy, sell, and interview realtors, that kind of thing. You can download it for free now. If you go to my website, ericstewartgroup.com, you can also call me if you do not have the internet at 1-800-900-9104. Again, ericstewartgroup.com or 1-800-900-9104. Last week, I mentioned a guide on essentially helping somebody who's selling a property, a guardianship or an estate. If you are in need of such a guide, I want to encourage you to call us only. We do not have this downloadable. And you can also request a copy of our as-is guide, which cannot be downloaded either. And that's at 1-800-900-9104. How to sell your house as-is without having to do all the stuff that everybody's telling you have to do to sell. Sometimes you do nothing and you sell for more. Yes, more. And I'll tell you more about that if you're interested as well. Give us a call at 1-800-900-9104 at the Eric Stewart Group at Long & Foster. We're here to serve you anytime it comes time to move. I'll be right back with my final thoughts.